two men in the Bible. Okay? I want to teach you about two men that seemed very different on the outside. They seemed very different on the outside, but they were actually very similar on the inside. Yeah, they were just the same on the inside. Okay? And do you know what? I think God wanted to make a point by bringing these two guys together and using these two men. He wanted to make a point. And the point he wanted to make was that even though these men were from different backgrounds, that they were actually quite the same. Okay? One of these men was from a place. Can we get up the first PowerPoint slide? A place called Ethiopia. Can anybody tell me where Ethiopia is? Hands up. Yeah? Do you know? Who can tell me where Ethiopia is? Hands up. Okay? Do you know? Yeah.
In Africa.
In Africa. Very good. Africa's a long way away, isn't it? Yeah. Do you know?
It's a city in Egypt.
City in Egypt. Not sure about that. I think it's a country. And it's way down here. See the map we have up here? No. Okay. No. Stay on that one. Okay. See where Egypt is, right? It's way down south from Egypt. Okay? And it's way far away. Okay? Now, so one of these men was from Egypt. Okay? The other guy was called Philip. Okay? And he was working in a place called Samaria. Can anybody tell me where Samaria was? It's not there anymore, but it's where? Right beside four. That's right. Yeah. Good answer. Samaria is up here on the map beside the Mediterranean Sea, near Jerusalem. Where? Yeah, that's right. It's up here. So this guy, Philip, he worked in Samaria. Okay, the Ethiopian guy, he was in charge. Small mouth. The Ethiopian guy, actually, yeah, go back to the last slide. Where's our country? See, Ireland is up here at the top left-hand corner. See, there's Ireland. See where it is? It's miles away, right? But see where the box is, where the square box is? That's where the other slide is. So we go back to the other slide. Okay? So the Ethiopian guy, he was in charge of the money of the Queen of Ethiopia. Yeah? And he was driving around in a very big carriage. He used to drive around in this really posh, fancy carriage. Yeah? And it'd be like today, okay, if you had, let's say, a chauffeur-driven limo, and you had it like 24/7, every day of the week, and you were the minister for finance. Imagine that. That's what this Ethiopian guy was like. He was like loaded, in charge of loads of money, and he was really posh. And Philip, right? Philip was a traveling preacher, and he used to walk everywhere he went. He didn't have even a carriage, not even a fancy one. He used to walk everywhere he went. Yeah. But he had very little money as well. Yeah. And do you know what the Ethiopian would have worn? Can anybody guess what the Ethiopian would have worn? Can you guess what he might have worn? Robes. Yeah. Fancy clothes. Silk clothes. That kind of thing, you know? Silk clothes. Armani suits and stuff like that. Yeah? And do you know what Philip would have worn? What? Rags, maybe? Yeah. Yeah, plain headcloth. He would have worn probably jeans and a t-shirt, wouldn't he? Yeah, like me. And they probably would have had different coloured skin. Okay, the Ethiopian would have had dark skin. Philip would have had kind of brown skin. Yeah? So they probably looked quite different. Yeah? And do you know what? They might even have spoken... Yeah, it's Ireland. He might even have spoken a different language. They might even have spoken a different language. Imagine. So they were very different. But do you know what? There was something that was very the same between the two of them. They both men loved God. Both men really loved God. And both men listened to what God was saying. Yeah? They were both listening, trying to hear what God was saying. And they both wanted to please God. So inside, they were actually very much the same. Do you know where the Ethiopian guy had traveled all the way? Can we go back to the other map? He traveled all the way from Ethiopia, his home, right up to Jerusalem, which is in there, in that place there. Okay? So that's like, how many times the length of Ireland? It's probably, how many times would you say? About five times the length of Ireland. He traveled from one end of Ireland five times to get to this place, Jerusalem. And do you know why he went there? He went there because he wanted to worship God. Isn't that cool? He traveled five times the length of Ireland to worship God. And he was on his way home from Jerusalem after worshiping God. He was on his way home. Do you know what? Philip was a preacher. And his job was to tell people about the good news about Jesus. He was telling people about the good news about Jesus and how amazing he was. He is. And God told him, he was listening to God, and God told him, he said, I want you to go to the road between Samaria and Gaza. I want you to go to that road. Okay? And you know what? The two men ended up on the very same road. They were on the very same road. And God wanted to make a point, and he wanted them to meet. See, they never normally would have met. They never normally would have met because they were very different. But this day, God wanted them to meet up with each other. Okay? And while they were driving along, while the Ethiopian was sitting on his carriage and driving along, he was reading a Bible. He was reading a Bible, and he was reading in the Old Testament from the book of Isaiah. Okay? About one of the prophets. And he was reading something. But you know what? He didn't quite understand it. He didn't quite know what he was reading. He was reading because he knew it was God's book and it was God's word and he should have been reading it, but he wasn't quite sure what he was reading. And you know what? God told Philip, this traveling preacher, he told him to run up to the carriage and to give him a hand. So he ran up to the carriage and Philip said to the guy, he said, do you know what you're reading? Because he could hear him reading it out. And he said, do you know what you're reading about? And the Ethiopian guy said, I'm not sure. I don't really understand what I'm reading. And Philip says, do you want a hand? I'll come up into your posh carriage and I'll give you a hand. And the Ethiopian guy says, yeah, will you come up here and give me a hand reading and tell me what this is all about? Okay? So Philip got up into the posh carriage and he's sitting there all thinking he's deadly. And he says, do you know what? He says, this thing that you're reading is all about the guy that I teach people about. It's amazing. I teach people about Jesus. And this guy that you're reading about is Jesus. And he came to save the world. And he came because God loved man. And he wanted to tell him all about the good news that Jesus came. But there was sin, so Jesus had to die for that sin. And now, the great news was that we could be best friends with God again. Isn't that cool? We could be best friends with God. Let's give that a round of applause. Yeah. Who here wants to be best friends with God? Yeah. I want to be best friends with God. Okay. Do you know what? The Ethiopian was so happy when he heard this news. He was delighted. He was so happy. He said, do you know what? I want to get baptized. I want to have a party. I want to get baptized. And it's amazing. And do you know what I heard? So they got off the carriage, they found some water, and he was baptized. And do you know what I found out the other day? I found out the other day that all Christian churches baptize you saying the same words. They baptize you into the Trinity, which is in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Yeah? Amen. Yeah. It's great. They baptize them in the name of the Father and Son. And all Christian churches all over the world do that when you get baptized. Okay? So on the outside, these men seemed very different, didn't they? But on the inside, they were very much the same. Okay, and we're gonna play a game now, and I want you to get together in five teams, okay? And I want at least one parent to be in each team, okay? So can we have, Trish, can you form a little team here? And you girls, maybe you girls, and you come over here, maybe to the middle here. Yeah? And Peter, maybe you could form a team here with these guys. Hold on, that's only four then. Okay, and Sarah, maybe you could form a small team over here. And maybe you guys could... Okay. So your team here. Your small team here. Her team here. Okay, we've loads of people in this team. Could we have two people from this team? Could you come over here with me? And we'll move over to another team. Okay? And guys, could you move over this way a bit so we have a bit of distinction between the teams? Okay, could you go over to that team over there? Oh, hold on. Okay, so you're with these two guys here. Okay, we've only got... Yeah, well, we kind of have five. We're going to have to split them up a bit.
Oh, we can do it four.
Can we?
Yeah, I'll lose one of them.
Okay, very good. All right.